There is one body and one spirit.
There is one Lord, God's calls to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Spread abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So is the grace and wise. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Uphold me, O Lord, that I might uplift you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I'm extremely pleased to be here today. I need to correct some information, though, that I gave a couple of people earlier. I was indeed ordained on June the 24th, St. John the Baptist Day, 60 years ago, coming up in 16 days. But it was to the diaconate in Christ Church, Pensacola. I had said it was here. That's the joy of a fuddled old mind. But it was on the 15th of February that I was priested here, and for a very good reason, because Bishop Joanne had said 6 months from the 24th of June is Christmas Eve, and I'm not about to ordain you to do anything on Christmas Eve. And then he said, "We'll do it after the first of the year." Then he said, "There's diocesan council, so we'll have to do it a little bit later." He said, "Sometime in February." He said, "There's no Saints Day in February." I said, "There's St. Valentine's Day." I was ordained to the priesthood on the 15th of February. But I'm delighted to be with you. Where is she? Oh, there she is. I want to thank the dean for those wonderful short meditations of resurrecting Easter. I hope you follow them. If not, call the office and get them all. Because it is interesting, isn't it, that all the churches do a big Lenten study group. Very few do an Easter study group. And yet it is Easter. We are Easter people. And so we come to this day, Pentecost, which sometimes is referred to as the birthday of the church, of the body of Christ. And in one sense, that certainly is correct. But I would submit to you, it's really more than the anniversary of a birth. It is the empowerment of a new body we call the body of Christ. Today, actually started 7 weeks ago, liturgically, when, with anticipation, we gathered for the Easter Vigil to begin our celebration of Easter, the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. For those of you who were here, the dean, as the celebrant, spoke to you in these words: through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ by baptism in his death and raised with him to newness of life. Because every time there is a baptism, there's a miracle. The person being baptized is participating in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Desmond Tutu was once asked, was he ever afraid or worried as he lived in South Africa and fighting to overcome apartheid and to make sure that the dignity of every human being was respected? Was he ever worried or afraid they would capture him and interrogate him and then kill him? His response was to throw his head back and laugh and said, "You've got it all wrong. You only die once, and I've already done that in my baptism, and I live forever in the resurrection of Jesus Christ." By the grace of God, we believe this, and I'm afraid so often, by our weakness, we do not. Our heritage, as that great saintly man reminds us, is that we are alive in Christ and we will be with him forever, beginning here. And who is this person that we are part of, and one in whom we have the gift of life eternal? Well, during this Easter season, we saw the risen Christ talking with his friends and his disciples and his apostles, walking, eating, cooking, even giving fishing instructions. Cast on the other side and you'll catch some fish. And engaging in conversation with the apostles and disciples. And during those encounters, it is clear that he intends for his ministry to continue through them and us, the body of Christ. He promised that he would not leave us comfortless or powerless. I shared with the 9 o'clock service that one of my favorite liturgical days is the Feast of the Ascension. First of all, because it's such an important day in the life of the body of Christ, but another reason, if my research is correct, Hallmark has never come up with a card wishing someone a happy Ascension Day. And yet, before that ascension, Jesus had told his trusted followers to remain in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. A baptism in the Holy Spirit, which would empower them to witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, into all kinds of cultures, under all kinds of languages, some of which we heard this morning, that this new body called the body of Christ will be empowered. It was the event that birthed and empowered a new community, a new way of living, a way of living that is one of thanksgiving for the gifts that God has given us of eternal life through Jesus Christ. It's not something we earn. That gift is inspiration. It's fire and power. And its language is the breath of an ever new life and the burning desire for an ongoing relationship with God. It's that gift of the Holy Spirit that keeps us lively and moving, bears us into new territory, and challenges the unsought power and the unsought even needs. My dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of Christ is called upon, empowered, to continue the ministry of Jesus. We are no different, and because in this and in every age, we humans face issues of identity, of vocation and mission. And as we enter into the long season of Pentecost, it is a time for us as the body of Christ, and as members of that, to take a hard, serious look at the ministry. The ministry that seeks the lost. The ministry as Jesus that he talks with and cares for the people on the edge. Sick, homeless, the discouraged, the overwhelmed, those who want to make sure that everybody lives by the right rules so they get to win. Yet we've already won. And so today's celebration is not only a time to rejoice, it is a time to say, here we are. You and I are the body of Christ. When we walk out of those doors, the ministry of Jesus needs to go with us. We need to take it with us. And so my prayer on this empowering day is that we will indeed open ourselves up to be empowered. To those who have been confirmed and received to live out their baptismal vows in this community, and to those who are reaffirming their baptismal vows, and to all of us in this lovely place set aside by those who love God as a place to worship. Come, Holy Spirit, empower, set us on fire. We ask in your name. Amen. In just a few moments, we will be doing confirmation, reception, and reaffirmation. Each one of those will come forward, and those to be confirmed will kneel. You're not kneeling in front of the bishop, but if you didn't, all I'd see is the top of your head. And as I have confirming words, I make the sign of the cross on their forehead to remind them of their baptism. I shared at 9 o'clock when I was the interim bishop of Montana, I learned, someone said after I did that, "Oh, that's like being branded, isn't it, Bishop?" And I said, "Yes, you're branded for Christ." And knowing that, the person said, "You know what that means when we brand out here? Keep your hands off, that one's mine." So being branded for Christ, he says to the evil forces, "That one's mine." I touched the cheek of those being confirmed. This is what's left of an old tradition. And just because traditions are old, I have a hard time saying that because I'm old, but it is because traditions are old, doesn't necessarily mean they're good. The old tradition used to be the bishop would slap the child, the person, on the cheek to remind them that now they're under the discipline of Christ. Awful. Slap someone because there's a reminder of discipline. But also, and we end up with their hands in mine, and Bishop Howard and I present a terracotta cross. There are a couple of things about the cross that are very important. First of all, on the back you'll find the word Cuba. They're made by fellow Episcopalians in Cuba for us as a way for our connection with them and a way for them to earn some money. It reminds us, too, that confirmation, or reaffirmation, or reception is under the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It may start at St. John's, but it's for the whole wide church. You'll also notice they're made out of terracotta. And if you know anything about terracotta, you know if you don't handle it right, it gets broken. It's like our vows, isn't it? We don't handle it right, they really can get broken. And so now, having said all that, why don't we proceed? The candidates will now be presented.
Bishop, I present Richard Otway Allen, Ansley Osteen Blakely.
That's all right, you stay right there. Thank you.
Edward W. Blakely, Jr., Bruce M. Carpenter, Laurie Knight, Carson John Haston Long, Crystal K. Mayfield, Molly Elizabeth Vines, and Mark Kemper Willis for confirmation. I also present to you Joanne D. Carpenter and Joseph Peter Kincart to be received into this communion. And finally, I present Edward Fitch Knight, Benjamin Rodney Poole, and Clara Arch Webster to reaffirm their baptismal vows.
Richard? And, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just took a little time. Angela, Edward, Bruce, Laurie, Carson, Crystal, Molly, Mark, Joanne, Joseph, Edward, Benjamin, Clara, do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil? Do you renew your commitment to Jesus Christ? Now, you may be seated, and I'll ask the remainder of the congregation to please stand. You all may be seated. You have just heard those who have made a vow and reaffirming their renunciation and renewing their commitment. Will you who have witnessed these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Now let us all stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayer?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for these persons who have renewed their commitment to Christ.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and community
Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself, and that by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to your servant. Renew in these your servants the covenant you made with them at their baptism. Send them forth in the power of that Spirit to perform the service you set before them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The congregation may be seated. And as these individuals come forward for confirmation, reception, and reaffirmation, their friends, their family, their enemies may also come and join with us. Defend, O Lord, your servant Richard with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your everlasting.
Amen.
Ansley Osteen Blakely.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Ansley with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting.
Amen.
Edward W. Blakely, Jr.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Edward with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your everlasting.
Bruce M. Carpenter.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Bruce with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever, and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your everlasting.
Amen.
Lori Knight.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Lori with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting peace.
Amen.
Carson John Haston Long.
Where's your granddaddy? Tell your granddaddy to come over here. John Berry? Come on, John. Your granddaddy. I'm a great-grandfather. Defend, O Lord, your servant Carson with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your everlasting.
Amen.
Crystal K. Mayfield.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Crystal with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting.
Amen.
Ollie Elizabeth Vines.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Molly with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting.
Amen. Amen. Mark Kemper Willis.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Mark with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your everlasting.
Amen.
I present Joanne D. Carpenter.
Joanne, we recognize you as a member of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we welcome you into the fellowship of this communion. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve.
Amen.
Joseph Peter Kinkart.
Joseph, we recognize you as a member of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we welcome you into the fellowship of this communion. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, keep.
Amen.
Edward Fitch Knight.
Edward, may the Holy Spirit, who has begun a good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and his kingdom. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve.
Benjamin Rodney Poole.
Rodney, may the Holy Spirit, who has begun a good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and his kingdom. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve.
Amen.
And Clara Arch Webster.
Clara, may the Holy Spirit, who has begun a good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and his kingdom. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, keep you. Now, if the sponsors will return to their pews, and those who had the laying on of hands stay right where you are, but the rest of you can go to peace. You take follow instructions very well. You're supposed to stay up here. Now, if you all will turn around and face the congregation, we welcome you. Almighty and ever-living God, let your fatherly hand ever be over these, your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Greet one another in the peace of the Lord.
It is one of my favorite things to teach the Basic A class, where most of these people learn about the Episcopal Church. And I got to tell you, these are some fantastic people who have been confirmed and received and reaffirmed this morning. Welcome to the church. We are so happy to serve Christ with you. Thank you. And it's always an honor to have our wonderful Bishop Kaiser here with us. Thank you, sir. You're so amazing. I also want to welcome this morning our new curate, Carl Saxton, who is here with us. He just graduated from seminary and was ordained a deacon 2 weeks ago. So this is the first time he's actually read the gospel in a congregation, was this morning. So welcome to you, Carl. It is indeed a great day of the Holy Spirit, and we do have a couple of another announcements. Next Sunday begins our summer schedule, so we will have services at 8 and 10:30. So remember, it's a little earlier in the summer. If you come at 11, you'll be halfway through the service. Might not be too bad, but so 8 and 10:30. Breakfast is at 9 o'clock, and we would love to have more volunteers to help us cook. That is always fun. We have a great program for children all the way through teenagers called Camp Cathedral. We're going to be doing theater plays of Bible stories. Also, grown-ups, if you want to study and read over the summer, the clergy are going to lead a Bible study of the Apocrypha, because we are reading through the whole Bible. So if you've always wondered what the heck was the Apocrypha and what books are in there, join us in Ingram Lounge at 9:30 on the Sundays of the summer. Ordination to the priesthood will be next Sunday at 5 o'clock. We'll be ordaining Chris Capaldo and Amy Slater. You can now donate to the Altar Flower Fund online, so go to our website to find out the donation form if you'd like to do that. The choir is hosting an open house at Larry Shugart's house to benefit their pilgrimage. This open house will be on Saturday, June 28th, and there's more details in your bulletin. And last but not least, we will be hosting a vacation Bible school here this summer. That's Sunday, July 13th through Thursday the 17th, children ages 4 through 6th grade. And there's more details about that in your bulletin as well. Registration forms are available in the back of the church. This is indeed a great day in which all of our lives are touched by the presence of the Holy Spirit. I pray that as you go forth from this place, you will serve Christ in even more new and profound ways. And remember what Jesus said, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right, and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in fulfillment of his true promise. The Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from this creation, your creation, this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with St. John the Evangelist and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ had taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take and eat them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on them in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
And now please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, go forth into the world in peace. Hold fast that which is good. Render no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another, honor all people, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the Spirit and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.